The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has released its final plan to increase the population of Cook Inlet's beluga whales and get them off the endangered species list. Biologists estimate there are now about 340 belugas in Cook Inlet, down from more than 1,000 in the 1980s. Researchers think the population dropped steeply in the 1990s because of unregulated subsistence hunting. But the whales haven't bounced back since hunting was curtailed in 1999. Mandy Murga of NOAA Fisheries says nobody knows why.
There is no clear explanation and no obvious single threat that is preventing this population's recovery. It's likely that it's a combination of multiple factors.
The recovery plan lists 10 potential threats, which should be limited, including noise from human activity in the inlet. But Bruce Dale, with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says the plan's goals are either too vague or too difficult to measure, making it nearly impossible to get belugas off the endangered species list.
And when you have them unnecessarily on the list, then other activities in the inlet are going to be restricted unnecessarily.
That's activities like oil and gas development, coastal development, and commercial and recreational fishing. But the environmental group Cook Inlet Keeper says the plan doesn't go far enough, arguing that the fact that no one knows what's causing the decline is reason for more caution. They would like to see restrictions placed on industry activities that could be affecting the species.